guys. Throw your happies.
All right, so I think it's safe to say that 2012 sucked. Anybody else with me there? Mediocre feelings? Here we go. If good things happen to you, I don't want to take that away from you, but for me, despite moving out here and starting things, it was a real, real struggle this year. Not as bad as other people have had it, obviously, but it was rough. Some may know or don't know, if I don't mention enough, I got my degree in acting, a useful degree. And you want to know how many auditions I've actually left my apartment and gone out for and done, like, face-to-face real auditions since I've been out here? Zero. I did one at Northwestern for a student film, but let's be honest, those don't count. And fuck Michael McDonald for not casting me in a stupid film. Yeah, that's a made up name. And I had a habit of making every excuse in the world for it. Now, granted, I was on Actors Access, but there was no leap, there was no commitment with that. All it was a headshot and a resume. That's it. And my headshots are severely outdated at this point. No longer thanks to Shelby in a week or so here. Thank you very much. Shelby was able to find my perfect price range, which was free. I don't know if people are familiar with the idea. Those who don't do acting probably aren't. That a lot of time in acting, you get kind of cast as a type. Even if you're a character actor and do broad characters, that's still considered a type. My type is normally, one, the trusting, very nice, enthusiastic friend. My other type is typically the skeezball, is the sleazy Barney Stinson without being Neil Patrick Harris, basically. To pull from, like, another classic 90s show, it'd be Sly on California Dreams would be kind of that. No one remembers that show? All right.
I remember that show.
Yeah, there you go. And where the proof lies is my senior year of college, my very last show that they did, we did a rape awareness play. You know, something fun. One of my professors actually said, instead of getting up there and doing dialogue, we should have just had baseball bats that said rape and beat the audience over the head with them. And I played two skeezy characters in that. One, and it was one of those very monologue-heavy plays. One was where this other girl does a monologue about the teacher that was the cool teacher that had her stay after class, and he wasn't so cool anymore. While I lurked in the shadows, providing the silhouette of the creepy teacher. My first pose was to just do this, but they said something a little more dynamic. The other character I played was the guy that was too cool for school that got caught for hollering at chicks as they left the gym class, and that's when I realized I was a pig. So it was a running joke, a lot of my friends, that I play, like, creepy sex offenders. And it happened because I had an agent in Virginia who is also within my price range, free. And she helped get me a couple of cool auditions. I was almost on an episode of One Tree Hill where I played this skeezy pizza guy who shows up when one of the actresses was in her underwear. And it's something stupid, like, did you want sausage on that? It was something really bad. But I did finally land a role. I have been on television. Those who watch FBI Criminal Pursuit are familiar with my work. To give you the idea, the episode was called Stolen Innocence. In case you're wondering, it wasn't my innocence that was stolen. I played one of many people in where this little girl grew up, apparently in the creepiest trailer park in the world. Because my character and his stepdad were known for bringing little children into their trailer, taking pictures. And something I found out after it premiered at 2 a.m. watching with my parents, that the stuffed animals were used for masturbation. Because they don't tell you everything in the script. So that was one of my first big, like, auditions for television. And what they do is they're like, well, just improvise. And I'm like, okay, I'm sure there's stuff in the script. They give you a rough guideline. It just says they're two creepy guys being interviewed in a trailer, and that's it. And so I'm in there doing a one-sided little, oh, yeah, officer, no, stuffed animals, they're mine, stupid stuff like that. And I landed it, and it was fun, and I got paid $100 for the day, and it was awesome. And it's been my claim to fame for the longest time. Now, a few months ago, I got another audition notice from that same casting company. And this time, it was a very different audition. I was like, please, nothing weird and creepy, nothing weird and creepy, nothing weird and creepy. I read down. There is no dialogue. It says that my character proceeds to rape this woman with a fire poker. I did that audition. I was talking to a number of my friends who were excited that an audition came my way, and they kept saying, you know, you don't have to do it. And I said, no, I think I do. No. So I recorded it on my computer. I've deleted it. sent it out. Sadly, I didn't hear anything back, which was like bittersweet, I guess. And it made me realize, what the hell am I so afraid of going out and auditioning for when I did a pantomimed rape scene in my apartment, which thankfully my roommate didn't walk in on? I should be pantomime raping every audition out there that I can get my hands, figuratively speaking. I should have nothing to fear anymore, considering that I was willing to take that leap and do the most ridiculous audition in my life, that I should be out there. And that's why I'm taking this opportunity to take a fresh start. I should be out there and actually finding auditions. And thanks to Shelby, I now have headshots almost on the way. I got some buddies that have helped me put a reel together with sketches that I've done, rape-free sketches. And my new beginning for this year is that I'm going to start getting out there and auditioning, and no more excuses. Thank you, guys.